Robert Rodriguez is chairman of the Security Innovation Network, or SINET for short. During the recent ISC Squared Secure Americas conference in Crystal City, Rodriguez, a former Secret Service agent, described the organization of which he is the founder.
This program started 5 years ago when Doug Mond from DHS S&T approached me, and along with the Kauffman Foundation, which is an entity focused on advancing entrepreneurship in different sectors, nano, medical device, et cetera, had not done cyber. And so they supported us initially, and since then we've grown where we have public-private sponsorships from NSA, DOD, General Dynamics, Stanford, law firms, et cetera. Because if you think about entrepreneurs, I think probably the biggest challenge that the entrepreneurs have is awareness. How do I get my message out that I have something great? And I've never met an entrepreneur that does not believe in what they build. They mortgage their homes, they work 100 hours a week, et cetera, and they're trying to get their message out. So that basically is what we're trying to do here, bridge gaps, give the entrepreneurs a voice, build models that are collaborative in nature. I just mentioned that we're supported by DHS, S&T, and public-private sponsorship. That's our mission statement. It's very focused on cyber.
Douglas Mond, program manager with the Science and Technology Directorate at the Department of Homeland Security, talks about one of the current SINET cybersecurity projects featuring public-private partnerships.
We're jointly sponsoring projects with the Department of Energy towards new research in the area of power, really looking at smart grid. And so this is about an $18 million project over the next 5 years. The lead organization is the University of Illinois, but they have a number of other universities participating. But the more important part here from the public-private perspective is they have an advisory board of 30-plus private sector electric companies. So this becomes another mechanism by which we can ensure that the end research makes it into the marketplace and into the hands of the real users and owners and operators.
And Mond lists examples of two local firms whose owners struck it big by working with SINET. They came up with a cybersecurity solution for government and private industry.
Our poster child is a small company out of the University of Maryland, 8 employees, bought by Microsoft, and quickly had 8 new millionaires. But the more important piece here is that the technology from Komoku is now in the mainstream Microsoft malware removal toolkit and is deployed to 400 million plus machines around the world. So that's what we consider to be home run innovation. Endeavor Systems, another small company out of Virginia, and SolidCore, a little bit bigger company, both bought by McAfee within the last year plus. But, you know, these don't happen like this every day, but it's all about the small business, which is the innovation engine of this country, helping them create the technology and get the technology out into the infrastructure.
Mond went on to outline a number of familiar projects that have benefited from the involvement of SINET and the funding of DHS S&T.
Some of you may be familiar with something called the Iron Key, small USB. That was an initial fund by DHS S&T for $1.4 million to two employees back in 2005. It's now a growing company, well over 100 employees, and probably the best USB in the marketplace. We did a 1,000-user deployment within DHS, and it's now the standard issue when you come to DHS S&T. You get an iron key, and that's the only USB you're supposed to use. We've also done a wireless pilot within our own organization, trying to help allay the fears of wireless being insecure. We've taken some botnet technology from Georgia Tech and Milcord. Some of you might be familiar with the Georgia Tech work. Georgia Tech are the guys that did both the Google Aurora analysis as well as the Mariposa botnet analysis in Spain. That's all technology we've funded. But we've put it out with the Defense Department and put it out on their research network. So they're getting real traffic, putting these guys in the firing line.
Mond also says there's a trickle-down effect when it comes to cybersecurity technology developed through SINET. He cites a recent example where the city of Seattle, Washington, benefited from SINET-developed hardware to detect hundreds of security-compromised computers. At the Crystal City Marriott in Arlington, Virginia, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.